Weiter in Shas, we are in Chulin, da pei aleph, pein bom, pein mabes, bada bom, bada peis, middle line, here we go, Rabbi Zera Amar. We have another answer to the question we asked of why the Mishnah leaves out Malkus for Shechita Mechusar Zman. We have one answer, now we're in another one, and that is Rabbi Zera Amar. Hanach le Mechusar Zman. Forget about the discussion about Mechusar Zman. When does he get Malkus for doing it? The Akasav, beep, turn the page. The Pasuk removed it from the category of an Isser to the category of a Asay. Moved it to the turn Asay. My timer. The Gemara is going to explain that the Pasuk is saying that a Mechusar Zman is not included in the general Isser of it's not Merutza, which pertains to all unfit karbanos. But the fact that we're not allowed to do it is said in a positive way. My time, says Gemara, Dalmer Kroth, Miyom HaShmini V'Halal Yeretzet. It says when an ox or a sheep or a goat is born, from the eighth day on, it is acceptable for a korban to Hashem. Miyom HaShmini En, that's telling you from the eighth day, it's good. Meikar Lo. But before the eighth day, it's not going to be good. It's not acceptable. And therefore, the mashmaos of the mitzvahs asay to make a carbon in its proper time, we learn out the isser of doing it before its proper time. And lav abo mechlal asay, if you have a lav that's learned out from an asay, is called an asay. Therefore, you don't get malchus for it. Says Gemara, what? V'hami ba'ile l'chid rebi afturiki. But the pasuk from the eighth day on is going to be good, is needed for another drusha that works with Rav Afturiki. The Rav Afturiki Rami. We have a bit of a contradiction. It says in one pasuk, it says in one pasuk that it should be 7 days under its mama. When an ox or sheep or a goat is born, it remains 7 days by the mama, which is mashma, halayla chazi. By the night of the eighth day, that means before the eighth day arrives, then, meaning the night, if it's before the day, and then it's going to be roi to be brought as a carbon. But we have a pasuk also that says that on that same pasuk, it's from the eighth day on, it's acceptable, which means miyom hashmini v'hala in laila lo. From the eighth day on, it's going to be good, but Yom HaShmini V'Hala in, but Laila Lo, not at the night time. That time is not good. How Kate said, how do you put these two together? Laila L'Kedusha, the night is fit for being Makdashit. Once the eighth night arrives, and the Dinim Chusar Zman is no longer is going to hold back from its Hakdasha. If you designate it as a Karban, then you're not over the Isser against doing an unfit animal. But Yom La'Artsa, the eighth day itself, that's going to be fit for Tlaritza to be accepted. And for the Gemara, Ksiv Krachrina, there's another pasuk, Kein Ta'aseh L'Shorcha L'Tzonecha, so shall you do to your ox, your flock. For a 7 day period, it'll be with his mother, and the 8th day you can present it to me. Since his teaching can be understood from this pasuk, the previous one is there, the teacher of Zera. I'm Rav Amnuna. Omer Hayu Rabbi Shimon Ein Osav Has Been Unoy B'Kachim doesn't apply to Kachim. My time. Why? Given the Omer Rabbi Shimon Shchita Shein Ruuya Lo Shmo Shchita. Since Rabbi Shimon says that Shchita is not fit, in other words, doesn't allow it to be eaten, is not considered a Shchita, then the Isser against doing Shchita on an animal Osav Has Been Unoy cannot apply to Kachim. Shchita is Kachim, Nami Shchita Shein Ruuya. Because Shchita of Kachim is not Shchita Ruuya. Masiv Rav as the kasha. Osav is beno kachim echutz of an animal and its child. Osav is beno shechted in one day, and both of them were kachim and were shechted outside the azara. Rabbi Shimon says sheni belosase. The second shechita is a losase against shechting outside of the azara. Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer. Any carbon that is currently no good but is fit to be brought later on, harehu belosase, it's over losase against shechting it outside the Beis Hamikdash. V'embakars is no kars. They say koshen bo kares eino belosase. Any carbon that does not have kares is not
fall into the category of a los aseh.
V'kachilon. And we asked about this. Kachim mechutz sheni b'los aseh. Kama miktal katal. Is Rav Shimon saying that the osos b'no are both kachim and shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash? The second one is only going to be chayef. A los aseh, but not karis? If someone holds that a shechita that doesn't make it fit, it's not called the shechita. Kama miktal katal, the first animal, which was shechted outside of the Azara, is therefore not good and was killed. And it's not considered that they were shechita. Sheni, and the second one is acceptable. Mekabel b'fnimu, as a carbon that's brought inside on that day. Therefore, karis nami melechayev. Let its shechita also be chayev karis. Why does Rav Shimon say that it's just over a lav? Amar Rava says, we're missing something. That's what it means to say. Kachim shneim b'chutz. When you have the osos b'no or kachim and both of them are shechted outside the Azara. Rabbanu kuntu rabbanu say that the shechita is not fit. It was unfit. Is considered shechita. Rishon onish karis. The first one gets karis because it was fit to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Sheni pasul. The second one's going to be pasul because also has b'no. Pater milav de shechita chutz. And therefore, it's going to be potter from shchutei chutz. Le Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that a shchita is not roi, is not considered a shchita. Shneim anushim karis, both of them are karis. Echad b'chutz, and both of them get karis because Shimon holds that since the first shchita was unfit, even the second one was fit to be brought as the in the Beis HaMikdash. Shneim anushim karis. Echad b'chutz v'echad b'fnim. And let's say the case where one of them, Moshech outside the Azara, and the other Moshech to the inside. The Rabbanu Rishon on his karis, first one gets karis, because it was done outside. And the second one, Sheni Pasul Apat, is going to be Pasul, since it was unfit to be brought that day, and therefore the Shechita is going to be put there from the Isser of bringing of Shechutei Chutz. The Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, Sheni Kasher, the second one is going to be Kasher. Echad Bifnim, the Echad Bachutz, and let's say the case number three over here, where one was shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash, the other was shechted outside. The Rabbanan Kuntur Rabbanan Rishon Kosher Bata. The first one, carbon is going to be valid and the Shechita is exempt from any Isser. Right? Everything's good. Sheni Pasul Pata. The second one's going to be Pasul, can be brought that day, and therefore it's going to be Pater from the Isser again shechting a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But you are over the Yosef of Osef Esmanah, Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, Sheni Belos Haseh, the second one was over Los Haseh of Shechting outside of Beis HaMikdash. Now, V'isak Adaitach, Ein Osef Esmanah, Noi B'Kachem, if you think that it doesn't apply to Kachem, Sheni Amai Belos Haseh V'Sulo, why is the second one, Sheni Amai Belos Haseh, why is the second Shechita, fall into a category to a one thing and not more. Karis namil chayiv should also be chayiv karis as well, because if the shechita of kachem is always considered no good, then because the meat is not mutter until the blood is thrown, then the shechita of the first animal was not considered shechita in reference also to Vesmino, and the second animal is going to be fit to be brought that day. So the regular karis iser against shechita is shechting it outside of the Beis HaMikdash should apply. Ella Amarava Hachikam Rav, whom Nunan is what he's saying. Ein Malkus Oso Vesmino Noi Bekachim. According to Rishim, this idea of Malkus for Oso Vesmino doesn't apply to Kachim. Given the comment, the lo zarek dam lo mishtrei basar. Since the meat is not mutter to be eaten until the dam of the shechita of the carbon is thrown on the mizbeach, and at that time of the shechita, it's not known whether the dam is going to be thrown. Meidna de kashachit comes out that at the moment that one shechs this carbon, who either the parent or the offspring was shechted that day, and he's warned that he's doing an Isser, Havei Hasra Safik. It's now called Hasra Safik. Because if the dam of the carbon that he's now shechting is not thrown, it's not going to become mutter. And therefore it'll come out that his shechita is no good and doesn't count towards the Osov Esbeno. Hasra Safik, Lo Shma Hasra. It's not considered Hasra. This takes us back to Makkah's days.
The Azarova, the Tamei Rava, goes according to his own logic. Damarava, he chulin or b'nas shlamin. If an animal is chulin and the offspring is shlamin, and both are shechted on one day, then the din is shachet chulin v'achikach shachet shlamin. Maybe he did chulin and then shlamin patas mipatas from makos according to Rishim, because it can't be warned with certainty before committing this act that his shchita is going to be fit shchita that's going to be over the service of his b'nas. No, shlamin v'achikach chulin. But if he first shechted shlamin, and its dam was thrown in the Mizbech, and then he shechted chulin, and chayiv is going to be chayiv malchus, even according to Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Rav and Rav said, he chulin of b'na ola. Let's say the case that the animal is chulin, and the b'na is in ola, and both are shechted on that day. Lo mi ba'i shechted chulin v'achkach shechted ola the pater. And you don't have to tell me that if the one that was first shechted was chulin, and then it was the Ola that is going to be putter for Malchus, according to Rabbi Shimon. Beep, turn the page. Pe Aleph Amud Beis. Ela filu shachat Ola, ve'achakach shachat Chulin. Even if one first shechted the Ola and then threw the dam, and then he shechted the Chulin, putter. He's going to be putter for Malchus, according to Rabbi Shimon. And the case of an Ola is different than that of a Shlamim. Shchita kamaisa lav shchita basachilehi, because the first shchita was not a shchita that made it fit for consumption, because the ola is burnt entirely in the mizbech, not able to be eaten. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he says achilas mizbech shma achila. No, the mizbech eating is considered eating it, and since it is considered ra'oi, it's considered shchita from Kotev Shimon. So my time, what's the reason that we say that? It's considered eating when there's be'ach. The Amar Kra, v'im hayachel yachel mipsar zevach shlamov. It says, and if some of the meat of his shlamim will be consumed at all. What's also hayachel yachel? B'shtei chilos mekasa b'davar, two eatings. Echad achilos adam, v'yachad achilos nizbe'ach. One's achilos adam, one's achilos nizbe'ach.
Zaka next hey, like a Mishnah. Shochet vims a treifa. Let's see some of the shchita, and he finds that this animal did shchita and is a treifa. Shochet avodah zara goes and he shechs it for avodah zara. Has v'shalom. Or let's say a case of a shochet paras chata. So someone shechs a para aduma. Says Rashi, para aduma delav lachilu. It's not for achila. V'shor niskal or shor niskal. Rashi says la'achosh enigmar dino. Shor niskal is a type of animal that has a gemar din on it, that it's going to get a stone to death. The camel and the aser b'hanatzos b'hanav filu shachto b'kedushin, even if shachted is b'kedushin b'spesachim, or a v'egla arufa. Rashi says the sphere lay din aseres mechayim v'filu shachto aser. It's aser mechayim. It's someone that's still alive, even if shachted is still going to remain. It's going to remain aser. Let's say you shachted that, and you also shachted either the parent or its offspring. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon is going to poter. Rashi says the shchita shen ruya, because all these are shchita shen ruya. The chachamim mechayim and said nope, you're going to be chayim for such a thing, right? Because Rav Shimon holds that shchita shen ruya is lav shema shchita. The Chacham said that even if it's unfit to be eaten because of the things, it's still considered like a shchita. Hashochet v'nistabel biyadah. Let's say somebody goes and shechs an animal and it becomes a nevela through his hand. Vanocher v'amager. Someone goes and pierces or tears out the animal's pipes. And he shechs then the parent or the child that they pater mishum osur. So then it's going to be pater osur. Because it was never actually a shechita that was done in such a case. It's a gemar. Amar b'shem milakish. Lo shanu ella sheshechet b'shan avodah zara v'shein l'shulchan. They only taught this din where they shechted the first animal for avodah zara and then the second one to be eaten. Says Rashi, right in the beginning of the Gemara, that lo shanu de shochet avodah zarah chaya. They're going to be chaya for doing for avodah zarah. Mishum asav is beno. The rabbanon, according to rabbanon, ella sheshachet bishal avodah zarah. The first one's done for avodah zarah. V'chazav v'shachet is ashein l'shulchan. And the second one you did for your shulchan le'achol. The dainin on lei bereisha ahasra de sheni. The osav is beno. Malkinin le'begam malchus. V'hadur dainin on ahasra de shchita kamaisa. Level reserve the Katlin and Lay, Inami Bishne Bene other two people. Well, Shani level reserve, the second level reserve, the Bahash Chita Basraisa,
The second one, the Mechayev Allah, Mishamos of Yezbeno, Asinamid in Kitala Yilavei. You also have the din of being killed that falls in that as well. As Gemara is going to say now, Varishan the Shulchan of Vishen Ilavadazar, if you did the first one for your Shulchan, for your table, and the second you did for Vodazar, then Potter is going to Potter get Malchus. For us as we know, the Kimle be the Rabbi Mine, but Kimle be the Rabbi Mine. We have the din of Kamle be the Rabbi Mine, we give him moments more Machmir. That is, he has two things coming in front of him. One is the death penalty for what is there. The other one is Malchus. And so he doesn't get Malchus. No, he gets the more Chomer thing. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says to him, Zuh, afil tina kus abeis Rabbi Yodin osam. What are you trying to teach me? Even every kid knows this. Rashi is the tarti love din and bay. We don't do two for him. Ella. If you want to tell us something that's a chiddush of the Chomer saying, then we say as follows. This is what Rabbi Yochanan, the Rebbe, says. Here's the chiddush that is coming to teach you. There's sometimes that even if the first one was for Shulchan, the second was for Rezor, he's still going to be Chayav for Sabino as well. Okay, go on to Asubim, Mishom Osav Yisbino, where you gave the guy Hasrav, Yisbino, Avalosavar Mishom Rezor, but you didn't give Hasrav for Avon Rezor. And since in this case, he didn't get the greater penalty, he doesn't get the greater one for his Isra Avon Rezor, then he does get Malchus for Osav Yisbino. Now, Rish Lakish says, what do you mean? Rav Shimon ben Lakish Amar came with Chi Asur Be'Potter, since if they would warn him about this Isra of Avodah Zarah, he would not be Chayef to Malchus for the Isra of Osav Yisbino, Kilo Asur Be'Nami Potter. Even if they didn't give us all, it's like they did, and therefore it's going to be Potter. Rish Lakish says that, I don't care what the case is, when the second animal is done for Avodah Zarah, whether you warned him for him or not, then the violator does not get Malchus. He's coming to tell us that this is true. Even if the violator was not warned about the death penalty and therefore is not killed.
V'azdu l'damayu. And Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish are going with their own sheetas. The Chiyasa Reb Dimi Amar and Reb Dimi came for his cell to Bavel. He brought down the following statement. Chayve misos shogigin, in reference to an act of some shogig. You get the death penalty if it would have been done on purpose. Then the Chayvi Malko Shogin, or let's say a Shogig, who's somebody who's some Shogig who does something that whether it be Chayv Malkos, we did on purpose, Vidavar Achin, do something else along with the same time, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayv, is this going to be Chayv, Reish Lakish Amar Potter? Is this going to be Potter? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayv, the Hadlo Asibo, because he didn't warn him, and therefore doesn't get the greater punishment. Reish Lakish Amar Potter, the Kevin Dechi Asru Be Potter, they would warn him to be Potter. I think he lost a bit now, Potter. Even so, he's going to be Potter. Shichu, I didn't need a machukas twice. The Yeshmein Bahai, we just would have brought us this case of the Mishnah where he did a Shchita that carries two things of death and a Malkos, we would have said, but how come Rabbi Shimon Lakish? That's what Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, that even the, even when the death is not imposed, then he still is going to be Potter from the lesser one of Malkos. But when it comes to this case, where the one violating of it did an act that would maybe carry the death penalty of either, you know, get death or Malkos with some sort of monetary thing, that's a Dvaracha, means money, maybe say to agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that when the, you know, death is not imposed, then he's going to be chayav in the money. And therefore, he needs to tell us that Rabbi Shlakish says his kula, even by the case of someone who's where it's like the death penalty, and the other thing is money. If he is my brother, I just would have brought the case where the one did something that would maybe carry being killed and monetary. Then we'd say, but how come our Rabbi Yochanan? That's Rabbi Yochanan says that when the death penalty is not given, then he's going to be chayav for the money. But in the case of Mishnah, where the violator did an act that potentially carries two types of things, meaning death penalty and Malchus, and maybe we'd say to be Moda to Rish Lakish that even when this death penalty is not given, then the one who violated this is going to be Putter from the smaller thing of Malchus, and therefore you need this Machluk as well to show us that Rabbi Yochanan holds his Machmir opinion, even in the case where both things are like if it's death penalty and Malchus. So we have to bring both these cases. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.